Okay, Heidi, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
You know, we talk about you getting kicked out of the Aerosmith concert. And you would like to get kicked out of a Bruno Mars concert.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't want to get kicked out. She wants to meet him, but I think she's more likely to get kicked out.
I'm just curious. I mean, back in the day,
yeah.
Did you ever, like, throw a bra or panties on stage at a concert?
Do I have to tell you that?
Heidi, as your lawyer, I am going to tell you, you do not have to answer this question.
Right.
Okay. We already know the answer.
I don't think it's necessary for me to go into detail.
Okay, because 19% of girls said they have actually done this.
What?
Only 6% remember doing it.
20%, one out of five people say they remember doing this or they did this?
Yeah.
That's a lot, I think.
Well, I know. The competition's fierce.
Yeah. You know, and is that girlfriend material when she does that
no.
at a concert?
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. That's like date material, but not girlfriend material.
You never know till you meet him.
Tramp.
What would you do if you were on the date and she got kicked out during the show? Would you stay?
Yeah. Of course. Pay for those tickets.
I don't know. She's already missing clothes.
Well, you just take a Sharpie and you write your phone number in there.
I was watching some concert. I think he's like his country artist. Like I think Kenny Chesney or somebody. he picked the panties up.
Ew.
Oh, no. You know what? I think if I was a rock star and I was up there on stage and a girl did that, I'd probably, you know, like, I'd grab them and put them on or put on the bra or something and do something funny.
Oh, gross.
That's why you're not one
star.
Yeah. Or no. What you do is you grab them like, oh, okay, who lost these nasty things?
Yeah. This will be at the lost and found.
Yeah.
What would be funny is if you knew that was going to happen is to go ahead and keep a pair of granny panties like in your sleeve.
Yeah.
And so you reach down and make it look like those are the ones they threw up and hold up like these 60-inch panties.
Yeah. Oh,
who threw these up here?
You know what? Heidi, she carries an extra bra with her when she goes to concerts.
You should see my car full of it. You're right.
She's got an extra one.
Just in case.
Oh, I lost this. I don't know how. I've got one in my, well, I would say bra, but she's.
I don't do that anymore.
I don't get it, actually. Why does she have an extra one?
To throw one up on stage.
I don't think girls who throw them on stage bring an extra one.
Well, I mean, if you've got all your stuff in there, you can't let your stuff just fall. So you have
Heidi uses hers as her purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom's, you ever throw your bra on stage?
No.
New Kids on the Block concert or something?
Heidi throws her bra on stage and she's like, oh, wait, I need that back. It's got my driver's license in it.
That could explain why she's lost her license a lot.
Yeah.
And Heidi, you seem surprised that we said that's not girlfriend material, but then you said you did it and you're really not girlfriend material. So.
But think about this, though. Let's say that you have an artist up there that's a girl singing. I don't know, you know, some new artist like Taylor Swift.
Right. Okay. Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift.
And so you're a guy, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to throw my underwear up there. And so you throw some boxers up on stage. You're going to get arrested for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to Taylor Swift. Yeah, she don't put up with it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's received quite the same by a woman. Yeah. She would be like, oh, does he expect me to wash these?
Throw the whole bag of laundry up.
Yeah. There you go. Just a big basket of laundry up there.
That's funny.
And then funny. She don't find it funny.
She don't get it.
She don't get it. Uh-uh. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.